thank you for coming. Thank you for being plural. I'm going to spend most of this reading a sort of a work in progress, a new thing, but I'll prevent novelty by starting off with a few recent translations from Stéphane Mallarmé. Toast. No thing, this foam, a virgin verse, refers to nothing but the cup, as far away a siren troop is drowned and mainly bottoms up. My divers friends, we navigate, me already on the poop deck, you the showboat prow that cuts the winter flood tide thunderstruck. A lovely drunkenness enlists me with no fear of pitch and toss to bear upright this venison, solitude, reef, star, to whatever this is that was worth the white disquiet of our cloth. Sea breeze. The flesh is sad and I've read all the books. Away, away, I sense the birds are drunk on being between the unknown foam and the skies. Nothing, not the old gardens reflected in eyes, will hold back this sea-soaked heart. Oh, nights, not the desert brilliance of my lamp on the empty paper defended by whiteness, and not the young woman nursing her baby. I will depart, steamer, rocking your masts, weigh anchor for an exotic nature. A boredom aggrieved by cruel hopes still believes in the last farewell of handkerchiefs. And maybe the masts, inviting storms, are the ones listing in wind above the shipwrecks, lost with no masts, no masts, no fertile islets, but hear, O heart, the master singing sailors. Fan. Frigid roses, to live their one life, will interrupt your breath, become frost with a prompt white calyx. But if my strokes set the tuft free by a profound shock, this frigidity will merge with the laughter of drunken flowering. See, like a good fan, you are better than a file at casting the sky in fragments. No one can close in glass without losing it or profaning the aroma arisen from Mary. Sonnet. Lady, without too much ardour at once inflaming the rose which cruel or in tatters, tired even of the white habit it unlaces, purple to hear the diamond weeping in its flesh. Yes, without these kindly crises of dew or breeze, though they make the stormy skies pass over, jealous of bringing I do not know what space to the simple day, the quite true day of sentiment. Does it not seem to you, let us say, that each year of grace reborn spontaneously on your brow is enough, whatever it looks like? And for me, as a cool fan in the chamber is stunned to revive with the little need for emotion here, all our native monotonous friendship. Tomb. Anniversary, January 1897. The black rock raging that the north wind rolls it will not be arrested, even by pious hands testing its resemblance to human suffering, as if to bless in it some fatal template. Here, almost always, if the rock dove coos, this immaterial morning oppresses with many nubile folds the future ripened star whose scintillation will silverplate the crowd. Who seeks, shadowing the solitary leap, only just now external of our vagabond, Verlaine? He is hidden in the grass, Verlaine, to surprise, but only naively in agreement, the lip not drinking there or withholding breath, a shallow stream defamed by the name Death. Why? what silk embalmed by time, where the chimera wore off, is worth the twisted native cloud you stretch before your mirror. The holes in meditating flags are raised on our avenue. Me, I have your undressed hair to bury my happy eyes in. The biting mouth will not be sure of tasting anything if your princely lover does not make the cry of glory he stifles expire like a diamond in the considerable tuft. Struck dumb by the cloud base, lowering basalt and lava, as by the slavish echoes of a tuneless horn, what sepulchral shipwreck, you know it, foam, but still dribble, supreme among flotsam, stripped the mast bare, then deletes it? Or is it that mad for the want of some fine distress, the abyss spread uselessly in the one white trailing hair will have drowned like a miser the flank of a siren child? That's enough of those. This is a work in progress. I think it's going to be quite a long thing, but this is a more or less self-contained section of it. It's a bit disjointed, so not necessarily these words and not necessarily in this order, but you'll get the idea. Some footnotes first, references. The word cespitos is a botanical term for a plant with more than one head, or more than one head growing from the same root. MAOI stands for monoamine oxidase inhibitor, which is a kind of more or less obsolete antidepressant that has unpleasant food interactions. John Fahey was an American roots guitarist. He had an early childhood memory of running screaming from his garden because he thought he saw a penis walking towards him through the grass. His father explained to him that it was a turtle, you know. He later underwent psychoanalysis and discovered it wasn't quite that simple. And steatorrhea is a medical condition I don't suffer from, in which your bowel movements contain an unnaturally large quantity of undigested fat. So it's just to reassure everybody they're in the right room. It's called the Baffle Stage, and as of today it's got an epigraph from the singer Marquis Smith: "The fantastic is in league against me." Arise, polonium lips, a star ego eroded from the bedrock and devolved anid to stop the ode, and this embargo fed the permission on which evil fed. Annulment at the centre of the goat, the poet's retro-prophesying war, no firm plan attacked by comatose or future persons, a hack barking ire. Hand-snapping dawn out of a TikTok glum survey of the global warning signs, biddable art morons unpicked oakum to unmotivated voluntary blindness. Two roots, man, have a care in boulder dash, your weight a shift registering cut rates, where a mass exit de-reaming us should err, upside the hollow marrow emigrates. Feel all pastry animal, glowing shore, a slick balloon, cementing dentifrice to the end that friendship can be fussed to bore, co-built others nod to achieved rice. Resorb a Datsun cog, no memory token, boiling unsalvaged oil, emolument calls in a rasp or cauliflower to ken speckled diagram of all that you meant. K-holoplasty in the mastoid plaque, a velcro host is given less to scrape two hoots in unison over the above lack spurtle bolus of untwisted cape. An ample sandpit is the right to test the cows of trounced youth, hooking celery, endive and cabbage, dill and all the rest to the re-entered dust of Timothy Leary. Oppose a numb nail to the scabbed stigmata, idiot guarantees of a backstory, John Fahey's innocence of matter, and first approaches of the coming Tory. Warp the holocausted constitution to binding posts of Terminator's block, art the rabid log roll of all you shun in a hamster ball aimed low at the pillock. Deloused Armani pads your empathy, your carrot tarot, sees your future tallow and sells it with win-win steatorrhea to Mendel's freeze-dried peas inclined to yellow. Sober girth widows take Sudoku for memory taps, the point source alibi, Tortue for torture blink, and we'll revoke you a window of clear acid in the eye. Barocca in the biro, yellow malt erased echo nincompoop, as meant as anything so far, so chemical Yalta, defer beer nuts in May, non compus mentis. A gurning man with neurofibromatosis comes third to Anton Deck at the Special Olympics, out of the pasty, rocking the spargosis to seed whatever clay the golem picks. A null canal, a plan, no palindrome, but now you're worried. Squandered talent show, lock up the fearful moose where Paland roam, surrexit dominus, de Sheryl Crow. I drew Vapona level with the trees, acting on insults called to bait the prized tit will obey the marketplace and grease nipple inlet passageway arise servoid of funk allotment pinnacle denotes a charred bone paradise bird of the filing cabinet open a cleft goading nude set say to fly our dove. Stammer, O Emery, stand still and grind my jumping beans to caffeinated protein, ADHD thick shake to chill the mind, or what you call to witness this routine. I was the narc who marked your bonus card, the dirty protest danced the rooftop off. Icon of plastic fork in communard, incensed Marconi steals a march on Popov. Demote to capital blue spiral pants, immersive dimplings of the carapace, a grieving distillation of all plants, a growling dough you bake into its place, junk fuck a lentil, Christ is coming back, he's smooth all over and he has no holes, pneumatic faith dilates back, crack and sack to a balloon animal maquette of the Dead Sea Scrolls. The subprime mammals are your favourite type. You eat the poor twice, and you have them too, to fund the extension of your phenotype. There is no point in doing what I do. A drunken priest with celiac disease, hopped up on must and bent on hovicide. I take thee sorghum to be my deceased, and can I have my substance on the side? No one exists and everybody died. This is the message sent from whom to what, by means of nothing very dignified, that laid a paper trail from womb to twat. When you have finger-fucked this mortal coil, you get a paper cut attempting to caress potassium under glass in oil and liberate your weight in scalding goo. You're too much for our crematorium, your bio-napalm's larcenously priced in dust to which you prematurely come. I rope the fair trade insulin to anarch heist. A rag nail on the ovipositor carves out a false nest for the would-be wasp who, boxing in the glove depository, beats wood to pulp to paper to be tossed with this potential papier-mâché arse piece, an acid-free free luncheon in reverse, the least dismissive of the Leith police are striking for the right to shit in verse. Forgoing tremolo in tenor sirens, the vehicle leaves Carmen to the divas. Back in the trailer park, the ice cream vans are snorting the first rail of dawn from sleepers. The poem's father died when it was one. The poem was acquiring language then. The system with no positive terms, one from rack to lack to cack and back again. The poem never wanted to mean shit. The formal backflops were the whole performance, as if to ask a post-op John Wayne Bobbitt to do the hard-on shuffle to finance the written word's dysmorphophobia. The arms, the legs, the ears, the eyes must go. The hands and feet can stay propped up on podia, but sew up every orifice and blow a goodbye kiss to arse and tenderloin. Things fly apart. The centre won't be missed. Steam splits in fusion to a superfine exploded view or Pisgah sight of piss. Who blew into the duckskin when I died and glazed my nape with maltose and peak oil? The crackling on my back fat and deep fried moobs, the one true self-substantial fuel. To say each splinter from my thigh-bone oboe inoculates a cop with hepatitis implies this shaved and custom-stretched bonobo is a vertebrate, and if it is, then shite is. Ambulant feces in default of me defer our fall from the Edenic beer gut with side effects of mainlined Derry Lee and baby bells imported through the butt to give a bum's rush to the cheese effect. This hypertensive crisis of a nation stages its pharmaceutically correct MAOI-ist self-denunciation. A tapeworm munching through a lonesome tolly distilled a richer shit from that rich shit. And in that tapeworm's shit, a young E. coli, seized by nostalgia for the infinite, implores the self-same sun that terminates its one attempt at photosynthesis to warm the cell wall till it levitates, encysted to a windborne chrysalis, and blinds the one eye of a one-eyed baby who resurrects a sleeping gene in shock to guide him on his bat-like baby way by means of clicks bounced off the Artext gyp rock. Behind each bedroom wall, above the ceiling, his mind's eye sees an image made of echoes, five babies, one inverted, the unfeeling shag pile suppressed a sixth beneath his shoes. All five are blurred by sound transparent skin. The one outside the house has an amazing vestigial interpenetrating twin caused by reflections from the double glazing. In shouting down the thing it would supplant, the babe cleaves to a histrionic eye constructed in the air by jubilant assumption of a compound sonic icon. I is this constellated cupid stunt. I sees no evil, and though you dismiss I, there is no you for I to dis. I runt and quintuplets, I cesspitos narcissi. To be continued, probably.